like in terms of the food you eat, they have a lot of things in it that aren't.
They've kind of gotten pretty strict on such as that, but I think they use filler in sausage more than they should.
Yeah.
And don't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. And then another thing, in jury, I understand you got to know what you're doing. You'll get gypped in buying a ring, you know, gold rings and so forth.
Oh, okay. Something like, if something's imitation, if it's it's not
genuine gold, such as that. That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, anything more that that you think is of interest? A story you want to tell? A whopper?
No, I don't believe I thought about that. I think I've told about everything.
Okay.
I've told all the coon hunting lies. But that's what I've said before. We're interested, and let me see if anything else. Yeah, I got one more story. I'm glad I thought about this. I've told you I was driving transfer out of Tallahoe, you know, Tallahoe with mules, to bring the kids to school.
Yeah.
Okay, now some of these students that were going to school and are still living right up around here, they came to a store. We come by a store every morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Before I got there, we could smell a polecat. You know what a polecat is?
Yeah.
Okay,
skunk. Yeah.
Skunk or polecat. Okay, now I was the Tallahoe driver. So with somebody, some kid said, we smell a polecat, where's the polecat? The man that run the store, Mr. Garner, says, here he is, here in this barrel. He had caught him in a steel trap and threw trap polecat all in that barrel. So they all wanted to see him, and I've seen him in. But I took my stick and looking over in the barrel, all the kids, you know, and I touched him. And he turned up, you know, and after coming, and after it got out of that barrel, it busted. It busted just like a thaw.
What?
Yeah, it came up.
He's gone.
Yeah, but, and they said, look how it's fogging. And so when he got in the, got back in the truck, in the wagon, I mean, it was a terrible smell. So we went on to the schoolhouse. Now this is absolutely fact. So when we got there, the chap was running from us. So the professor called us in and said, I want all of you all to get away from here and get away from right now. And Joe, I'm good, mind, not let you come back. So you were driving that wagon. So you shouldn't have touched with that stick. But anyway, they sent it all back home. The whole load had to go back home that day.
That's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Good way to end the tape.
Well, that really happened.